Phone Boy Speaks, episode 409. It's all about the patents.
I suppose the biggest of the tech douchebag stories that came out today was Lenovo is going to acquire Motorola Mobility from Google, and it's going to be roughly three Instagrams worth of money, which, if you get right down to it, that's actually, you know, less than Google paid for Nest, right? I mean, that's so I've never quite understood why Google or any company pays a certain amount for a certain thing. It's always one of those things, but I guess this isn't really surprising because really I think the only reason Google acquired Motorola is because they were they had a lot of patents and they even say so in the blog post, right? You know, the Google folks definitely say that. That's, you know, we wanted the patents and, you know, we really didn't want to be a handset maker. So we bought, you know, Motorola. So there you go. And I think, you know, at least in the US, right, I think, you know, patents have a limited lifespan, even though, you know, some of the patents involved are, you know, probably going to expire at some point. So I'm guessing the long-term value of it is not that great anyway, but it sounds like Google's keeping the patents anyway. So they're selling off the handset business. And, you know, and of course there has to be approvals for all of it and such, you know, as with anything, it'll take, you know, a year or something for all of this to take place. And, you know, Google has really tried to keep Motorola sort of at arm's length anyway, right? So, therefore, you know, now having it become part of Lenovo, which, you know, just recently got the server, you know, part of the server business from IBM. So, Lenovo is growing and they'll probably keep the Motorola brand and stuff separate, just like they've done with the ThinkPad that they've acquired from IBM. And, you know, whether they will continue to, you know, produce a quality products remains to be seen. But, you know, Lenovo's definitely got some manufacturing might behind them, and you know they've definitely got facilities in China and that kind of thing, so that probably helps substantially with all that stuff. But anyway, for me it doesn't really matter that much because I mean other than some microprocessors over the years that were in other products I purchased, I mean I've never owned a Motorola phone, and I'm not an Android fan, and so but I guess Google is being true to what it told its Android partners that it's not going to compete with them, and you know by selling off the handset company that they purchased, I guess that shows exactly what, you know, that's essentially what their plan was, and so it's no surprise or no shock. But anyway, we'll just have to see how it develops, and you know whether, you know, this, you know, I think Lenovo will probably do quite all right with that. They have done in the past, you know, fairly well with acquisitions and you know keeping their unique brand identity and stuff. I mean, we all still know what a ThinkPad looks like, or at least those of us that are tech douchebags. My company still buys ThinkPads for employees. But anyway, I think it'll be good. It'll hopefully, I don't know. I always like having competition in the marketplace, and so it's always nice to see, that continue. And I can't imagine there being too much in terms of of objection from the various governments. So, since Motorola is not exactly the biggest handset player, so it's probably not going to raise too many eyebrows. But anyway, it's nice to see, things moving along. And I guess Google can continue its plans of world domination through Android, and now with more patents in its war chest, it'll keep the cold peace that's going on, or the cold war, whatever you want to call it. Meanwhile, Apple and Samsung are, you know, of course, still duking it out over various patents. And so I guess it's not going to completely get rid of the patent disputes, but I guess that's what you do with patents, right? You acquire them and make sure that you can use that as leverage for negotiation. That seems to be the way things go, and who knows what'll how this will play out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.